Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlotte Long. We'll have a lot of stuff breaking throughout the next 3 hours, so we'll give it to you as it comes in quickly. Just in a few seconds, we'll have on with us Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network, getting us up to date on things happening at LSU, certainly with looks like a high-stakes game of poker. All chips in for Lane Kiffin, and nobody knows what will happen. We're just waiting for Lane to give that decision. Does he stay at Ole Miss? Does he go to LSU? Does he go to Florida? So with all that said, let's go to our talk and text lines. Bring in Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. Blake, I know ain't nothing going on right now, but, it is swirling pretty good. Man, the last 24 hours, certainly a whirlwind of events. Tell us what you've been able to find out, because there is no doubt this search is centered on one guy and one guy only, and it's Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Mike. Oh, sorry. My bad. Mike, so listen, just to give a timeline of just from my perspective here. So last Thursday we did a show in which I came out and said, you can go watch it if you'd like, or anybody wants to, where Mike, I had some pretty strong convictions in reference to things that I was hearing in reference to, hey, I think LSU is about to offer Lane Kiffin the highest paid head coach in the country. And Mike, I also, in that last Thursday, the show that we did, I had heard that they were probably going to promise more NIL than anybody, more than Florida, and by far more than Ole Miss. Now let's fast forward to right now. Mike, it's starting to come out, whether it be Dellinger or Football Scoop, who both have just in the last 5 minutes reported something that we talked about Thursday. So Mike, to go back there, I don't know how to not get political in this for this specific reason. Mike, I do think that the things that happened about a month ago from people around the governor's office and people who give a lot of money to LSU and politically weren't really excited. Now, Mike, in my former life before doing all this, you know, my circles were my circles in reference to what I used to do. And I'm just going to tell you, he made a lot of people mad. However, in making some people mad, it came to get people up to the forefront who do have money, who, from what I understand, are going to promise some of these things, whether on or off book. So whether right, wrong, or indifferent, LSU, from what I understand, is going to make him the highest paid head coach in the country if he accepts, and they promise more NIL than Florida. Now, Mike, what's really interesting in this, Florida people have told me, I don't have connections to inside Florida, so I don't know. They've said that they've matched this NIL guarantee or promise for current roster spots. But, Mike, from last Thursday when I guess we talked about it, when everybody was, you know, kind of up in arms, oh, we're not going to get him, whatever, he's staying, he's going to Florida. And, Mike, if you remember, everybody said he was going to Florida last Thursday.
Yep.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. It seems as if Scott Strickland, the athletic director at Florida, who's been really hands-on in NIL, asked Kevin O'Sullivan that I think he's kind of got his hands not wanting to move these things, to maybe promise some of these things. So, Mike, from Thursday to today and what I'm going to talk about on our show tonight, I feel pretty convicted in everything that I still stand on from last Thursday to right now. Mike, I think they're going for broke. And so think what you will about the 53 to Brian Kelly. I think that gets settled. I don't think that goes to Discovery. I don't think he wants it to go to Discovery. And so, Mike, I think we sit where we sit, and I think that there are a lot of people with money around here, you know, big Bayou money, which yeah, I know you know about, are a little upset, and they put their money where their mouth is at the current moment.
I think one of the things, Blake, we've seen this a pattern with Coach Kiffin, and knowing somebody that knows him pretty well, he's made the comment, Mikey's brilliant, you know, maybe the best play caller that you'll see in college football, and his designs and how he does certain things. But he's like, you know, at times, decisions on personal things have really kind of made him kind of left, right, in the middle, left. And he'll tell you something at 12:02 on a Monday morning, and at 5:12, it's different after kind of thinking it over a little bit. And we've seen that pattern. He was with the Raiders as a head coach. I mean, that wasn't going to work with Al Davis, not at Al's age, and things that sort of slipped with Mr. Davis at that time. And, you know, he gets cut loose. He spends 1 year at Tennessee. Then he goes to USC. Okay, doesn't have great success there. He gets fired there. Then he goes with Alabama, and I think he had a tremendous influence on Coach Saban in transferring the offense from a mostly ground attack to a passing attack. But how he handled the end was really bad after he had accepted the head coaching spot. Then, you know, I'm not leaving South Florida. Next thing you know, he's at Ole Miss. A couple years ago, he played footsie with Auburn. Now it's the same thing, but now he's got two other teams. He's playing footsie. He's the hottest coach in the country right now. And I had an agent ask me this. Okay, what if he does end up at LSU? Do you think that that'll stop his movement? Just track his record. It has never been, you know, something I stay for a long period of time. So I think the intrigue is no one really knows but one cat, and that's Lane. He's going to make that decision one way or another. But it wouldn't shock me if he ends up wherever he's at, if he stays at Ole Miss, goes to Florida, goes to LSU. 2 years from now, you and I are talking about the same guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I completely agree. I mean, Mike, he beats to his own drum. You know, he's got a real Louisiana feel to some of his staff. I mean, Mike, I'll just be blunt with you. When I was at Southeastern, I mean, a GA for us, and Pete Golding's now is
Pete,
DC.
Yep.
Yeah, and look, Mike, they beat you. Pete Gold, listen, he come a long way since doing laundry at Southeastern, I promise you that. You know, so, I mean, they beat to their own drum, and they don't care what you think. He ain't going to care what you think. And, Mike, the thing of the matter is that when he sits down at the end of this, maybe he does come to LSU or goes to Florida, and then he moves on, whatever NFL jobs come calling, who knows. I mean, I never thought a head baseball coach would leave in Tennessee and go to San Francisco, but, that's, you know, you never know what it's going to bring. But, Mike, I also understand one thing, too. He is the best in-game play caller in the country. And I do think that you got to take the risk, personally. I mean, listen, you just fired a coach in 3.5 years. You're on your fourth Les, Ed, BK, and now whoever this one's going to be. I mean, Mike, you're on your fourth coach, and you haven't even gotten to a decade yet. You know, and so you get to a situation where – yeah, that might be true, but Mike, we're going on our fourth coach in less than 10 years. So, look, you got to kind of take the risk, and you got to kind of take the good with the bad. I mean, Mike, here's another thing. He doesn't do a coach's show.
Nope.
Like, he's going to beat to his own drum. And to be completely blunt with you, I do think that LSU needs somebody who beats to their own drum and wants to win. You know, maybe I'm just off there, but that's how – I mean, look, he's my number one target. I think he'd kill it here. And, Mike, I do think that there comes some Louisiana flavor and a staff that would come with it.
No question, because, you know, I know he's close friends with Coach Orgeron. I think about when they went to Tennessee, Frank Wilson was on that staff with Lane Kiffin,
right,
and Coach O. Austin Thomas, who's what really the GM at LSU for football, his ties to Lane because he was at Ole Miss. And then you bring up Pete Golding. You go to a high school sometimes when Pete was at Alabama, they knew Pete as well as some of the college head coaches because he, you know, he knew everybody and was connected. So there is a lot of connect the dots here with people associated with Louisiana and also with LSU and Kiffin.
Well, Mike, and Sam Petito, who's the director of scouting now, was on that Saban staff. And, look, I don't know if this or people would want this out there. I don't think LSU was the only program when he was looking to leave Ohio State that was after him. Actually, I will confirm that. It wasn't. So, I mean, you do have Kevin Bolden that's also here. You know, I mean, the connection there is kind of in line and what they want to do. But, Mike, I really do think when this comes down to it, when it comes down to him, I'm sure family and everything's going to play a massive factor into this. Obviously, you know, the report said that his brother's wife was on the plane yesterday. But, Mike, I really think this comes down to NIL money. Who's going to have enough? Because, Mike, people forget 5 weeks ago when he ran to the podium and said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, listen, if you want to beat Georgia, we've done some of this, but we got to recruit depth and develop depth. And then you talk about when you lost to Georgia a couple years ago. We're not going to win here until you start paying. And I do think that weighs on his mind, but the connection is here. You know, I mean, Mike, they didn't give him the money to keep Austin Thomas. They didn't probably pony up the money for guys like Sam Petito when it mattered. You know, the Pete Golding thing, God bless him. I mean, Mike, he kind of, you know, Pete was kind of in a situation where, you know, with the things that were reported that maybe he, you know, that was the only chance and Lane could take a chance on him because it's at Ole Miss, and it paid off for him. So I think that a lot of these frustrations, he can say that he's happy at Ole Miss, and I'm sure that he is. But, Mike, when it comes down to just the nitty-gritty, is Ole Miss going to start paying what these other schools are paying in a lot of different areas? You know, Mike, I mean, listen, you get away with the offensive side of things, but when it came down to, and he said this during the LSU week, which I'll vividly remember, they were after A.J. Halsey. And Lane Kiffin went to the podium and said, well, we couldn't outbid them. There were players we were after, and we couldn't get it because LSU just did whatever they wanted. What is that – when he sits on his – when he's laid down in the bed at night and he puts his head on the pillow, what does he think? Is it Florida? Is it LSU? Is it Ole Miss? I don't know, but I do think that he thinks about that the most.
Yeah, and I'll end it with this. He didn't think that way the year before. Look, all the guys he got out of NIL. Now, LSU was not feet first in that back then, but boy, did he land some big time guys. And you talk about one is Walter Nolan, who ended up being a first round pick of the Arizona Cardinals this past spring. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always appreciate your time and insights. And I think we'll be talking to you a little bit more because this is like chapter 3 of a 15 chapter book.
Hey, Mike, my accountant called me today and said that he hopes that this continues to Mardi Gras, so I hope everybody keeps messing up. So, here we go.
Thank you, brother.
Anytime, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. That was Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sports Network, and he did report last Thursday that LSU all in and a lot of it having to do with NIL money. Be interesting that if that – comes to it. But again, Lane didn't complain about NIL the year before. Man, he had, I think he had the top NIL class in the country in 2023. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations on a win Saturday against Florida Atlantic.
Appreciate you. Always good to be with y'all. Yeah, glad to get the win on Saturday for homecoming. It was a hard-fought game. Those guys are talented, man. They throw the ball over the yard. Had our work cut out for us.
Coach, you kind of gave a little bit of a verbal scolding to your team that we are middle-of-the-road team. You know, we're an average team right now. Man, I've heard that before. I got coaches in my family. I know you're trying to get that message across of, hey, the season's not over. Get your focus right and make sure that we're not making these dumb mistakes over and over and over again.
Yeah, look, as soon as you get comfortable and complacent and casual, man, you're getting yourself set up to do something stupid. So I just want to make sure our guys understand I'm going to call out maybe our issues or maybe our where we're not quite maximizing who we can be and where we're maybe having lapses. Look, I'm not saying we got a bad team. I like our team. I like coaching our team. I like being around our team. They're fun to coach. But the minute anybody around here thinks that we got something like figured out or we've just arrived is going to be the minute we fall flat on our face. And we've got to remain humble, you know, and any sense of pride or arrogance that's coming into anybody's life, I'm going to make sure we stomp that out, because we're not exactly just a well-oiled machine everywhere.
Yeah, and I think you said this before. We have not maximized this football team yet because of penalties, because of things that have happened on the field. And I think you laying that out to your team that, okay, just because we win at Memphis, the season's not over. We got a lot left to play for. And also, too, that this football team has not yet reached the potential that they could be.
No, that's right. What I would tell you is, like, last week, getting ready for the game, you know, after a big win at Memphis, I just called our guys out and said, hey, listen, we're 7-2. Who on the team is comfortable finishing 7-5? Who would love to finish 7-5? Nobody raises their hand. And I'm like, well, good. But here's the deal. You better freaking work hard. And you better show up. And you better bring great energy and effort and enthusiasm. And the message is the same this week. Hey, we're 8-2, and the goal is to go 1-0 every week. Well, who on the team's comfortable finishing 8-4? I'm not. Now, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm not, because I don't play any plays. And so I got to get these guys ready to be locked in, be dialed in to go play really high-level football on the road.
Coach, you got something at running back. Jamari McClure. He looks like he's the real McCoy, rushed for over 90 yards this past week. And for people who maybe haven't seen McClure play, a little bit of maybe a scouting profile on him.
Yeah, Jamari's about 5'10 and a half, about 200 pounds. You know, he's only playing his fourth year of organized football. He played 2 years in high school. He's from Goshen, Alabama. If you don't know where Goshen is, it's near Luverne. Right. If you don't know where Luverne is, it's near Troy. All right? And so you got to go through nowhere to get there. But, man, Jamari was a great track athlete in high school. Started playing tackle football at the high school level, really going into his junior year. And really, so it's his fourth year playing. He's really still – his developmental timeline – you know, it's unique because he hadn't been playing forever. He's got a very high ceiling. He ran a 10.6 in the 100 in high school at about 195 pounds at that time, probably 190. He still runs like that. He's a little over 200 pounds now. He's a tough kid. Really proud to see him have the type of game he had on Saturday. And like I said, I think he's got a bright future.
You know, Coach, every time we talk to you, it feels like some of these games come down to just a few different plays. And we can talk about the turnovers. If you count the turnover on downs, your defense forced 5 turnovers in this matchup against FAU. But none, I think, better necessarily than what exactly happened kind of near the end of the second quarter. And I know you, as a former linebacker, you'd love to see what Chris Rogers did. When it's 4th and goal at the 1 and, you know, FAU's trying to get back into it. It's a 21-10 game at the back end of the second quarter, and he just stuffs a potential touchdown run for a turnover on downs. And getting that kind of that play out of your linebacker, it had to fire you up.
Yeah, Chris has stepped up big. You know, Sam Howard wasn't available to go again last week. He's been limited returning from injury. I think Sam's going to be cleared to go this week. But Chris made a huge play in that goal line stand. And the turnovers, you're dead on. You get 2 fourth down stops, 3 interceptions, and a muff punt fumble recovery. So what really feels like 6 turnovers in the game. Now he threw an interception, so you go plus 5. But that goal line stop, we had back-to-back really right there before the end of the half. We had the goal line stop, put the ball back to him, and then Isaiah Wadsworth had the pick right before the half. So we really had 2 big takeaway situations where they were threatening to score right before halftime, which was, you know, critical to us finding a way to win the game.
And then there was another kind of 4th down play, this time with Tulane's offense at the very start of the second quarter. Coach, nobody can call you passive as a head coach in how you kind of call games. And we've talked to you about this before, you know, with different games.
You call me a lot of things. Passive ain't one of them.
Yeah, right, exactly. But going forward on 4th and 6 to start the second quarter, I know when we had kind of previewed this FAU team, you had mentioned that they can throw it all over the yard, and they had almost 60 passing attempts, so you were spot on with that. But being aggressive in that situation and going for – going forward on 4th and 6, and then Retzlaff connecting for a touchdown pass to start the second quarter.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in no man's land. It's a long field goal. The wind was kind of whipping around a little bit. By the time we let it, taking it to the quarter, we'd have been kicking into the wind a little bit. Not a crazy wind, but a 6 to 8 mile an hour wind. And so, so you're on the edge of field goal range. You're in a position where you don't really want to punt the ball because you're not going to gain that much yardage unless you pin them on the one. And then you know, in a game like that, you may need to outscore the opponent because that opponent's been putting up, you know, a lot of points on everybody. And so what we did is we sent the offense back out after the start of the second quarter. And we took a look at the picture that the defensive unit presented. And we really, if we had the coverage we wanted, we were going to run the route we ran with Bryce Bohannon. If we got a coverage picture we didn't like, we would have taken a timeout there and then kicked the field goal. Got the coverage look we wanted, took the shot. Great throw by Jay, good protection by O-line, and big-time catch by Bryce Bohannon adjusting that football.
Coach, I'm hit a sore spot here, but that hit with Despanny, I don't know if you got any explanation. I don't know if they do that conference-wise to tell you one way or another, but taking a look at that, come on, that's a football play. And I get it. We all want safety in the game, but that to me was nothing wrong with it at all.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of chest, shoulder and chest contact. The explanation I was given was defenseless player and hit with the crown of the helmet with the crown being dropped. I could debate all day. I'm going to lose the debate with the conference office. Right. So. I tell you what I was most proud of with Slim. A lot of times a guy may have that happen in a game and they kind of want to pout or mope or lose their cool. Slim was his spirit, his energy, his demeanor on our sideline was fantastic the rest of the game. And he had such a positive impact on his teammates the rest of the game, in particular that safety group. And that was really cool to see because, if he's a selfish guy, he's going to go in the tank or maybe lose his cool. Man, he's such a team-driven guy and such a team-first player. He's been a really calming force around here in this defense. And it was neat to see his impact on the team after that game, even though he wasn't able to play. And so, I think it was an honest hit. It wasn't any malicious intent. He wasn't trying to do anything to the guy that hurt him. He's just trying to go make a good football play, and he got called when he got called, and we had to live with it.
It's kind of interesting, Coach, because they review the play. Listen, with it happening in live action and you see the guy's head jerk back the way it did, I can understand calling it, but you review it and you kind of see the play, how it happened. I'm right there with you. I'm not going to let you get in trouble for this or anything like that, but it was hit directly to
the
chest.
You're seeing it how I saw it.
Yeah, so anyway.
You're seeing it how I saw it. Live, I was like.
Live and direct.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least it happened in the first half, Coach.
And on the replay, I thought, okay, we might have a chance for this thing to get overturned here because it seemed like a lot of chest contact, but. They called it the way they called it. It doesn't mean I got to like it or agree with it, but we move on.
Coach, I'm going to give you a Temple story, and then I'll ask you about a little bit of a preview of what you see. My neighbor for a long time, he passed away 2 years ago, was Joe Clark. Joe actually coached over 50 years, major college football and in the NFL. He had two stints at Tulane. He coached for Jim Pittman there in the 60s, and he coached with Larry Smith and the latter part of Larry's run in the late 70s. But in between, he was at Temple for a year. And he was like, okay, I got recommended for the job by Tommy Prothro. Was the UCLA coach, and he was coaching in the NFL with the Rams. But he said, okay, I get recommended for the job. He said, I could never coach. I'm from Inglewood, California. I don't know a damn thing about Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But he said, man, you get there. Back then, he said, it was really hard times, economic times. And if you watch the movie Invincible, it sort of sets that up for you. It was really difficult. So he says, the day before our opener that year, I'm walking to the offices and I get robbed said guy with a like had a windbreaker on. He said he had a gun and he just said, "Hey, give me your money." He said, "I don't know why I remember this, Mike, but he said I had $23 on me, 23." So he said, "I gave him the 23 bucks and he took off." He said, "So this was a couple weeks into the season." He said, "I think it was like late October that we would have a night that we would go and visit Dick Vermeil, who had just left UCLA and was the coach of the Eagles. And he would have this film deal with the college and high school coaches. He'd go over things with you." And he said, "You know, Coach Vermeil and I, we get started talking. And, you know, Dick was from the California area. So he said one thing led to another. I turn around, there's nobody left in the room." So he said, "I'm walking back to my vehicle. Sure enough, same guy. But he said he's got a different jacket." So he walks up to him, you know, he's going to rob him again. He's like, "Man, you look familiar to me." He's like, "Yeah, you robbed me," he said, "a couple of weeks ago." He said, "Well, what do you do for a living?" He said, "I coach at Temple." So he said, what you doing at the Eagles headquarters?" He said, "Every week we have like a little study of film with Coach Vermeil." He said, "Man, I was sitting in the stands. The Eagles are the worst team in the NFL. Why are you coming here to try to learn football from Dick Vermeil? He's terrible." And so he went on and on and on till finally he said he's shaking his head the entire time. I'm trying to explain to him he's a great coach at UCLA and all this and that. He's shaking his head the entire way. He was like, "Hold on a second." He said he pulls his hand out of the jacket, puts it in his pocket. He said, "How much money did I rob you of?" He said, "23 bucks. He pulls out a $10 bill. He gives it to him. He says, "Look, so I want you to take it." He said, "Because you're not going to last long at Temple. If you taking coaching tips from Dick Vermeil," he said, "you're going to get fired real quick." He said, "Mikey gave me the $10 bill and he took off." And he was like, "You know, okay, I'd never been robbed other than until I got to Philly. But," he said, "I was robbed by the same guy twice. He took 23 from me and then he gave me back 10. So he said, and if you listen to Joe, you're so deadpanned about everything. You know, that was a real story. So tell us a little bit about the makeup of this Temple football team.
That's an outstanding story. That's the nicest thief I've ever heard. yeah, you know, this bunch, man, they're probably what I think is maybe the most improved team in our league from a year ago. They're much more detailed, it looks like. They're very disciplined. They're playing the game in a complimentary fashion. They're playing really good football. I got a lot of respect for this outfit. We're going to play on the road, and, it'll be a challenging road game for us. But I like the way they're playing. They've only turned the football over two times all year. They've thrown one interception, and they've lost one fumble. And, like, that's absurd through 10 games. And so I think they're finding ways and little things like that to create advantages to give themselves an opportunity to win games. And they've been in a lot of games. You know, even in two of their losses, they lost the Army by a point and they lost the Navy by a point. And so they're playing good football. I think they're competitive as heck. I think they do a nice job coaching them. And I think they got some good players. I think they've reloaded this roster well. And the quarterback really sticks out. He's a quality football player, makes good decisions. Anytime you, like I said, he's got 22 touchdowns and one interception on the year. And so this is going to be a game where we have to go play clean to win.
Coach, just good luck this coming Saturday, but just watch out for them dudes that wear them windbreakers.
I'll make sure I have my police escort with me.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Y'all be good. Roll away.
That was our Tulane Tuesday segment with head coach John Sumrall, and is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of sports talk right after this break.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. Hey, want to tell everybody, hey, Saints fans, let's pack the dome. Bring the noise. Beat Atlanta. You can win tickets to the Saints' next home game against the Falcons. You can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Falcons tickets from Saints Radio WWL. We went a little long with both Blake and Coach Summerall, so we'll come back real shortly to finish it up here in hour number one of Sports Talk. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. When we come back in our 5 o'clock hour, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, talking all about the NFL and the Saints' upcoming game between the Falcons. We'll have that and a lot more right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.